If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, acts like a duck, it's probably a duck. It is a duck. I was thinking about how the Pentecostal church is like the Babylon of this age. You know, Jezebel, she wanted to usurp authority. She wanted to be, she was running the streets. She had a painted face. She had all the trappings of the Jezebel harlot spirit. And if they run the streets, if they hate authority, if they're wanting to be a man, if they want to be seen all the time, it's pretty evident, you know. Just like the Pentecostal religion, they turn the worship of God into worship of money and the flesh, and fall down on the ground and bark like a dog and stuff like that. They worship the natural. They try to make the natural spiritual. And so Jezebel and that painted face. See, what are the attributes of Jezebel? She wasn't at home. She didn't stay home. She tried to kill Elijah. She hated the truth. Revenge. Running the streets. Multiple men. Brazen face. Never learns from doesn't like rebuke. Doesn't like to be told what to do. Doesn't want to be corrected. Hello? If you've been married to one of these, you know what I'm talking about. Very deceptive, very shifting. You know, if you try to put Jezebel in a corner, it goes into a multitude of words and gaslighting and shifting and crying and pouting and all the tools that worked before when they face off with Elijah, they don't work, so they have to run. They have to leave. They have to run. They have to hide. It's obvious. Jezebel is so obvious, it's not even funny. Once you see Jezebel, the attributes, I mean, they're not even attributes. The attributes signifies a good thing, but this is not a good thing. Once you see the fractal, the repeat pattern in Jezebel, you'll see that across the board. I mean, USA is full of it. Whether it's a person, a religion, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Jezebel is so full of shite, it ain't even funny. And she can only fool people. That spirit can only fool people who are not grounded in the Word. But as they get grounded in the Word, they see past it. It's that image. It's a painted-faced image. And that's pretty much what most of your corporations are. Most of your churches are, most of the social media posts, it's all painted face. Social media posts, painted face. A lot of these people online, the reason they got rich is they're posting online is because their spouse paid all the bills and they just saved all their money, you know. It's really kind of off the roof, to be honest with you. It's kind of an amazing scenario where you think they paint such an elaborate picture that when you, from the outside looking in, yeah, it looks kind of cool. But then when you get inside, you see it's nothing but chaos, nothing but lies, nothing but fake, nothing but, they have so many flying monkeys to prop them up just like Jezebel had 450 false prophets. 450 false prophets. Jezebel had 400, and think about that, 450 false prophets. Don't you know these Jezebels down here have 450 or 40 or 5 or 10 false people around them to prop them up? They can only exist because they're being propped up by their flying monkeys. When people started revealing narcissism online, and people started studying it, and we started seeing that it had to be a demonic spirit of some kind, because that same pattern applied across the board, but it's just the flesh being multiplied. They learn to survive in the flesh. It will always catch up with them. Jezebel was thrown out the window, the dogs ate her, licked up her blood. It always catches up with them. But they don't know what's going to happen. The end game is obvious, but they think they can avoid the consequences, the reap what you sow. See, what are they doing? They're putting on a big show so that they don't have to reap. They can have other people stand in the way. That's why they want you to tithe. The tithe is not for the church. They want you to tithe so they can just be there like a fat cow. Notice, you know, the churches, the preacher will preach a sermon and people come out and say, "Oh, he had a great sermon today. He's doing good now. He's really got something. If he really spoke the truth, half the church would run out the back door screaming, "It's all fake, people. It's all fake."